And colleagues, it's looking like our schedule today will only be a public hearing and possible work session on SJM 6, the work session on 3611 and HJR 54 is being put off. There's some additional amendments that are being considered that we want to, my objective is that we take that issue all, you know, just one more time, and so that we're not going to piecemeal 3611 and 54 today to then revisit it again another time. So, Representative, it's just SJM 6 is all we'll be dealing with
today. Thank you.
So, with that, I will open up a public hearing on SJM 6. And, Mr. Mangus?
Chairman, members of the committee, for the record, I'm John Mangus, the Director of the Department of Veterans Affairs. And before you is Senate Joint Memorial 6 that we're requesting your favorable consideration. Actually, the Oregon legislature has done this five times previously, and it's been to urge Congress to consider a change to the federal tax code resulting from the 1984 Tax Act. The Oregon Constitution allows us to make home loans to veterans who entered military service prior to 1977. We did change the Oregon Constitution to where we could address those individuals who served after, or went into service after 1976, and received a campaign or expeditionary medal. The people of Oregon voted for that. The Constitution was changed. But we still haven't got the federal tax code changed, and we've been working on that since 1990. We have one bill in the House of Representatives that was introduced here in the 108th Congress by Congressman Klitschko from Wisconsin, and Gordon Smith from Oregon will drop our Senate bill this Friday. There's only five states that have the authority to issue what they call a qualified veteran mortgage bond, and of those five states, we work together as a group, on the congressional level to try to get this changed. Until that time, we cannot use the proceeds of the bonds we issue to make loans to veterans who entered the service after 1976, and that includes Gulf War, the current expedition into Iraq, the Balkans, Panama, all of the skirmishes that we've been involved in. This is just providing Congress with a sense that the state of Oregon supports a change to the code, and again, the Oregon legislature has provided a memorial to Congress five times previously. Would request your positive consideration.
Go ahead.
I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Representative Barnhart.
Thank you. I'm a strong supporter of a memorial like this, and just a couple of clarifying things if I could ask. Is the Oregon National Guard, is that included in the Armed Forces of the United States for the purposes of this loan, for Oregon Home Loan for Veterans?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Barnhart, yes and no. Normally, the National Guard would not be eligible because it requires 210 days of active duty qualifications. But when we changed the Oregon Constitution, we put in there that they still had to have the 210 days, but any member of the Reserves or our National Guard that were mobilized and received a Armed Forces Expeditionary Medal or a specific campaign medal for that expedition, they would qualify without having the 210 days. And that's what happened to a lot of the Oregon Guard units. They'd be mobilized, and they would be home in less than 6 months. So that would be less than 180 days. But we fixed that because all these guys are, and women are, entitled to a campaign ribbon when they serve in these things. So, yes, they are,
so
in that sense.
So it's the 210 days for a campaign ribbon?
Right.
Okay. So if we could get Congress to change the rules, then you'd be able to make home loans to people who are involved in the Afghanistan campaign or the Gulf War campaign from Oregon.
Right. Mr. Chairman, Representative Barnhart, the federal tax code restricts the use of proceeds of qualified veteran bonds to those who have entered military service prior to January 1, 1977. This is what we're trying to do, is urge them to change that date.
Okay.
And move that forward. If they're going to keep sending young people into these different instances, we think they should have the right to be entitled to a state veteran's home loan.
One other topic, if I may. Thank you. A different topic. Is there a major opposition to this in Congress, or, and if so, who is it?
Generally, your opposition, Mr. Chairman, generally the opposition to something like this comes from the Joint Committee on Taxation. The argument being, from the Treasury's point of view, is that when you issue a general obligation bond, tax-exempt bond, that the Treasury loses revenue.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, and it's not true, but they only state their true side. They don't, when they score a bill, and although they don't share the formula for scoring a bill, they score the cost and the lost revenue and taxes paid. But what they don't measure is the fact that when we sell a bond, take the proceeds, and then we put it out in the state of Oregon, the money becomes immediately taxable, and you know, the Treasury gains on that. And we've made over 330,000 loans to veterans in the state of Oregon since 1945, in excess of $7 billion in home loans. That's a big economic boost to the state of Oregon. Our problem in getting this changed is there are only 5 states that have this authority to issue this type of a bond. And it's kind of a quirk how that happened. But you know, that's the fact. So we have 5 states, 10 senators, and several representatives, but it's not a lot of clout when it comes to trying to get a bill through Congress unless we tag our legislation onto a tax bill that's already moving. And this time, the states are Alaska, Oregon, California, Wisconsin, and Texas. So we have a couple of pretty strong states in there. And Bill Thomas, chairman of the House Ways and Means, is from California, and he is looking for a vehicle for us to tag on to. This would be each state has gone back to their legislature this session and asked for a memorial or whatever they do in that particular state to Congress urging this. And we also we have a resolution from the National Association of State Directors of Veterans Affairs supporting this, and by the end of the summer we will have national resolutions from all of the congressionally chartered veterans organizations supporting a change in the code. They don't necessarily understand that because that's not a regular veterans benefit, but they are going to support our efforts.
Great. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Further discussion? Seeing no further questions, thank you for your testimony. And Walter Cruz.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Walter Cruz. I'm the legislative representative for the Non-Commissioned Officers Association, NCOA. And NCOA has had a standing resolution in our national capital office on this subject for the last several years, trying to get something done in Congress. So we strongly support this. I am also the current chairman of the United Veterans Groups of Oregon, and the UVGO supports this legislation also. And if there are any questions...
Any questions? Thank you. I appreciate your testimony. Okay. No one further scheduled to testify. We'll close the public hearing on SJM 6 and open up a work session on SJM 6. Representative Flores?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Joint Memorial 6 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Flores has moved Senate Joint Memorial 6 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Representative Backman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Before the vote, I would say that it will be my pleasure to be able to vote for this. So I'm very happy to be able to have that opportunity.
Thank you. Further discussion? Seeing none, let's call the roll.
Representative
Burke
Backman.
Aye.
Representative
Barnhart. Aye. Representative Post. I'm honored to vote aye.
Representative
Ford.
Aye.
Representative Monk Henderson.
Aye.
Representative
Berger.
Aye.
And Chair Doyle.
And Chair votes aye, and we will ask Representative Forrest to be a carrier of this bill, of this memorial. That then concludes the work session on Senate Joint Memorial 6. And for colleagues that missed us at the beginning, we have a few amendments still being considered on 3211, so we won't be considering that today. I just want to deal with that issue just at one hearing, and I want all the amendments in before we do that. So my hope is that we can be visiting that issue on Friday as we looked at some other issues as well on Friday. I think we're looking at a 10:30 time on Friday that we'll be coming in, because we do have some members that are going to be heading over for the Jensen funeral and tomorrow afternoon, and so we will not meet tomorrow afternoon. Okay. Nothing further for the committee. We are adjourned.